This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is just past 12:05 p.m. I'm Christine Wong, and today joining me virtually are the other ladies of Enterprise. Say hello.
Yay!
Hello, hello. Wait, see ya. Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You had to say it. We've been talking about this forever. This is Audrey Raj, by the way, and that was Frida Liu.
Yes, so Audrey and Frida are joining me virtually in the studio today. And quite fittingly, too, because yesterday was actually International Day of the Girl. So I guess today is our Day of the Girl. We've got a lot of stories for you today, but the first thing that we have to do is cover our social media question and our first story. So our question for you today is, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020 and why? So let us know on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. That will be what Audrey's going to cover. And then Frida has a story about disruption and how it is going to give you momentum for change. And then we will hear a little bit from Rich about how audio is not dead yet. So I guess let's just jump straight into it, Audrey, if you want to talk about how it's, you know, time for a break.
Yes. And, you know, if you're wondering where the boys are, it's because they finally decided to use their annual leave this week and they are on break. And that's why Frida and myself are patching in from home. Now, I guess for everyone, when the pandemic shut everything down, that also meant that holidays were shut down. Now, if you had a planned beach holiday or you know, you plan to go abroad sometime in 2020, I guess we all had to cancel those and our leave as well to stay home. Now, for others, they thought that maybe they would lose their jobs if they took time off during a period of huge economic uncertainty. So they basically had no choice at all. They had to cancel their leave or not take leave, right? So they decided to wait out the pandemic, to take their holidays when things got back to normal. But now it's feeling like it's a little too late. We've got a couple of months to end to the end of the year. Some companies, like you will see in some of the messages that have already come in, they're not allowing for more than the usual annual leave to be rolled over to 2021. So, you know, maybe you're fighting off your teammates for the much coveted year-end slots for your break now, or you're faced with the reality that you're about to burn most of your leave days this year.
Well, okay, you know, with me, I always take my leave religiously, regardless, in the country or out of the country. So in the UK, though, people took an average of 4 holiday breaks in 2019 and most enjoyed a mix of staycations and trips abroad. So when the data for this year is eventually published, it's likely to be drastically different. So dropping on and off, right?
Yeah.
A report by HR software business Bright HR suggests that 28% of UK workers have cancelled holiday in 2020, April and May, when COVID-19 cases are UK where they peak, had the most cancellations of existing annual leave requests. So employers should find these figures troubling, the company says, because the final quarter of the year could create a backlog of burnout workers who can no longer be productive.
Yeah, so that's the other big problem. You now have people who have not had a break for, I don't know, like 9 months, and there is very little up-to-date research on the effects of zero vacation on productivity or mental or physical health in a time of crisis. The data that we do have was collected in 1991. That was, I think, even before Chris was born, from a research project that started back in 1948, before any of us were born. This study showed that female U.S. homeowners who took a holiday every 6 years or less had twice the risk of developing heart attacks or having a heart problem than those who took time off twice a year. And according to researchers from the University of Helsinki, regular holidays can be more important than exercise or a healthy diet. Mm. Now, their 40-year project tracked more than 1,000 middle-aged male executives and found that those who took less than 21 days of holiday a year had a higher risk of early death. And in office workers who don't take a break away from work are likely to sleep less as well. And, you know, Chris, I think we can attest to this, right? Richard and Arvin have been telling us about lack of sleep as well. And they've not been taking leave properly. Yeah. And it can also lead to higher stress levels. And, you know, you won't find time to exercise as well. I mean, or at least this is what researchers say. So, you know, there's the there are all these issues that come from not taking leave.
Yeah, and then also there's the issue, of course, of going on holiday and then knowing that there's no one covering for you while you're off, as evidenced by today's setup. Data from the Institute of Leadership and Management in 2010 showed that 40% of workers do not come back to the office feeling more relaxed from holiday, while 90% worry they'll return to a deluge of emails. I know I worry about that a lot. A third of staff worked on holiday to keep ahead of their heavy workloads, and 80% of people checked their emails on holiday, and half took calls on a break, the survey found.
Yeah, so you know, basically our attitudes towards taking a break, they've just gotten worse this year. Employees are working extra hours during the pandemic because they feel they owe, I don't know, maybe they're commuting time to their employers, and they're hiding the stress that they are struggling with during the pandemic. It's not that visible as well, right? Mm-hmm. And 7 in 10 European SME business owners have said that they are not likely to take more than 5 days of holiday in the next 12 months. So this is actually going to carry on into 2021. And of course, this is because of economic pressures of the pandemic. And less than 4% of business owners have taken their allocated days of leave this year anyway. So if they haven't taken time off, employees may feel like they can't take time off either because their bosses are not taking time off, right? And if there's a situation where everybody gets 20 holiday days and the only solution is you know, for everyone to go on leave in December, that's commercial suicide. That's like business suicide as well, right? No one's going to be there to cover December. So what can you do with the time that you have left this year? So I think that's the big question. Now, it might now be better to have several shorter breaks during the year rather than one very long holiday. That's what experts say. And you don't even have to go anywhere. Just take the time off. There is research that shows that even 3 days of work and 5 days of a long holiday weekend in an environment outside of your home and your workplace, that can be useful as well. And for employers who are struggling to get your team members to take their leave, you need to sit them down. You need to explain a clear plan to solve this problem. You know, if people understand why you're trying to do something, it's much better than telling everyone, okay, you have to take your leave. You have to clear your leave, because that just feels very draconian, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we'll be talking to an expert as well after some music. But again, that question for you guys, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020 and why? Do let us know. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. WhatsApp is 018-789-8899. But for now, we're going to have the Jackson 5 with Dancing Machine on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bites on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm joined virtually by Audrey Raj and Frida Liu on The Power of Technology. We are today discussing, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020 and why? So we have a poll running on both Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. And you can also, of course, get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. So just looking at Twitter for a moment, looking at the poll, most of you guys have said yes at 36%. No is at 30.3%. I was until recently is at 16.3%. And I always do this is 17.4%. And we've got at Van Comison, who says, not by choice, even more busy at work, plus all travel plans got cancelled this year. Is it any more optimistic on Instagram, Audrey?
Yeah, so looking at the poll on Instagram, we've got 68% who say yes, they've been hoarding their leave in 2020. And we've got a whole bunch of messages. I'm just going to read the first three. This is from Chunky Fudge, who says that he is saving it for international travel in 2021. Nur Diana says, because working in this environment is stressful and I need that time off more now. And we've got... I think there's one more here from Shami Akmal, who says, because I have a lot of annual leave in a year, I manage to take annual leave every month. Now, that's a good way, you know, trying to distribute it over the months in the year.
Like giving yourself a few more long weekends, you know?
That's always nice.
Yeah. Well, of course, we are not the only people talking about this today. We have our expert. This is Stanley Chi, CEO of Sales Candy, which is a company that allows for their staff, or candyholics, as they like to call themselves, unlimited year-round annual leave to see how they address the issue of managing their days off. So, Stanley, talk to us about your unlimited annual leave policy. How does it work, and how do you manage staff members taking time off?
So we have been implementing this unlimited annual leave policy for the last 2 years. We noticed that for performing team members, when they finish their annual leave and they apply for another 1, 2, or even 3 days of leaves for family emergency or personal reasons, we'll still approve it. And we wouldn't be too calculative on the number of leaves they actually apply, as long as the things that they are handling are being handled. So that makes us start thinking of whether we should stop tracking every single leave that they take and focus on their deliverables. So in Sales Candy, how the annual leave work is that if you need to take a leave, you just get the approval from your head of department. And after that, you just put that in your Google Calendar as out of office. And you leave a note on whether you're still contactable or not. And if so, is it via your personal number or company number? Of course, the unlimited annual leave only works if the team member intend to work. So for example, we don't expect someone to come into Sales Candy and expect to apply for 2 years of paid unlimited leave. That just wouldn't make sense, because if we could afford to have someone off for 2 years, we wouldn't need to hire that position already. And we also rely on the team member in Sales Candy to actually arrange their own meetings and tasks when they are on their annual leave or even medical leave.
Right. So do you find more people taking time off knowing they have unlimited access, or are they more prudent in applying for leave?
Of course, before we roll out the unlimited annual leave program, we were worried that if there would be any candyholics that would be exploiting the system. And we actually do have a fallback clause in the case that if anyone is exploiting the system, we could actually revoke him or her from the program. However, during the first year of the program, we tracked every single leave that was taken by the team member, and we figured out that on average, they take about 12 to 14 days per year, which is actually in line with the entitled leave. And so far, we haven't had the need to revoke anyone from the program.
Okay. I mean, I guess with a sales-driven workforce, you don't have to worry about accountability. They just need to deliver the accounts and deals, and they can pretty much have as much time off as they like. But what about non-sales-related jobs? How do they manage their leave?
Yes, you're right. For business development team, the KPI is very straightforward. As long as you can hit the KPI, for example, number of meetings scheduled, or number of appointments attended, or best yet, the results, which is number of monthly recurring revenue that you have signed up. To be honest, I don't really care how many days you take off. However, there are some other teams in Sales Candy that may not have such a clear KPI, or their work may actually require them to be at work during certain hours. For example, our customer success team. So for some of the team members that require to be at work during certain hours or certain days of the weeks, they would require to get approval from head of department for their leaves. And of course, that may actually require the team members to agree to step in to take over the responsibility during those off days, especially if the off days are long, like, for example, 1 week or 2 weeks.
And of course, you know, it was just World Mental Health Day as well, right? So the next question is about how do you ensure that your staff are taking adequate time off for a break or to prevent burnout?
This is a very valid concern, especially for companies like Sales Candy, who has implemented permanent work remotely, or otherwise known as permanent work from home. However, we have to admit that we have not spent enough resources to analyze the annual leave behavior of every single team member. It's something that we aspire to work on during this quarter.
Mm-hmm. And have you had issues with staff not wanting to take annual leave for whatever reason?
So as previously mentioned, we have yet to analyze the annual leave behavior or pattern of every team members. I'm not particularly aware of any staff that do not want to take any annual leave for whatever reason, but it's definitely something that we want to look into, especially this quarter.
Right. And the final question for you, Stanley. Would you recommend the unlimited annual leave policy for all organizations across industries?
The way we work and the way we take leave has changed with the mobility of work, especially for permanent work remotely companies like Sales Candy. The line between an off day and a work day is becoming blur. For example, if I personally take a 1 week off, I may actually call in during some part of the day off to actually attend weekly meetings or to attend some of the important meetings with the client. So instead of focusing on inputs like working days or working hours, we start to focus on output. In this case, the tasks that need to be done or the hours of the days that need to be supported by our customer success. So as long as these are being fulfilled, to us, it's just business as usual. I strongly encourage other businesses to start exploring the possibility of unlimited leaves and also to start empowering the teams to manage their own leaves while delivering results and responsibilities.
Well, that was Stanley Chi, CEO of Sales Candy, sharing about their unlimited annual leave policy. I mean, what do you guys think about the whole annual leave issue this year?
And I think the key word here is responsibility, right? At the end of the day, we still have to just come in and do what's necessary. Even though he was on leave, you know, you're still checking in anyway. And that's just being responsible, right?
Yeah. The other thing for me is, I guess if you had an unlimited leave policy during this time, you wouldn't be, I don't know, forcing your staff to take leave, you know, and maybe like, I like what he said towards the end, you know, to empower your staff to manage their leave accordingly and be responsible with their days off and, you know, get their work done in the meantime.
I quite like the idea of unlimited annual leave more in the sense that it would mean that I would have to do less math because I am the kind of person that normally does save my leave. I normally will do a trip to the UK to see my sister who lives in London at the end or at some point throughout the year, right? And that requires me to kind of sit down and calculate, okay, how many days do I have? How many days of replacement leave do I have? And I think if there was an unlimited amount, right, it would actually be easier for me to organize. And I might, in the end up taking less leave as a result, just so that I don't have to maximize because I have a limited number of things, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And Frida, you know, even for you, like you manage your leave throughout the year really well. And I know you plan well in advance. So any tips for us who have been hoarding our leave till the end of the year?
So I look at my calendar at the beginning of the year and say, now, where do I want to go on a holiday, right? And then I plan my life around my holidays. Of course, this has somewhat changed, right? Because, you know, it was overseas, but I still make time to switch off. I think it's really important. Just a 3-4 days extended weekend, whatever. Like a Friday, Monday, it just makes a difference to your work performance after that. We all need that break. We need to just switch off. It's actually better for you. It's actually better for the company.
And speaking of taking a break, it is time for us to take a break right now. So again, our question, have you been saving or hoarding your annual leave in 2020 and why? Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But now it is time for Dangerous by Tony Joe White, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.